Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think it's stupid you have to pay money to run.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even run for free.
To be fair, most of those, the money all goes to charity.
Yeah,
and so, well, but we try to pick out runs that A, fit our schedule, and then B, the money goes to something cool.
No, you don't try to fit your schedule. You make your schedule fit the runs.
Well, but I'm not
like, oh, I'd love to do that, but I've got to run.
No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go do a charity one that raises money for ISIS.
What are the odds the Texans win on Sunday, and how are your odds impacted if B.J. Daniels has to come in as the fifth quarterback for the season?
Listen, I don't think very highly of Zach Mettenberger, but if somehow it comes down to B.J. Daniels playing, the Titans will have an advantage at quarterback. The Titans are a really bad team. Like, the Texans are a bad team. The Titans are one of the worst teams.
I mean, the Titans have absolutely no incentive to win this game.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, and we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Trader. And you can also get us at Degenerates975. It's producer A Radio with a Y. What?
I hate white people so much.
Oh, don't we all?
So, this is Florida, of course. And a white lady stops on the side of the road where two Brazilian dudes are filming something. And this lady thinks that they are Muslims and calls them terrorists and starts to film them because they're clearly up to no good. Then she like drives onto the grass and continues to like call them out for terroristic activities. People just aren't smart.
See, this is why...
But she gives white people a bad name. Damn it.
But see, that's why we should be allowed to have guns to shoot people like that.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Dumbass indeed. Also, shout out to my friend Blake, who's in an Uber in New York City right now, trying to get to her flight in Austin. She also said that her Uber driver smells like total butt. So,
there's nothing.
But she's listening in the car.
Well,
so
that's cool.
I may have just dropped the dime on her that she said her Uber driver smells like total butt, but...
See, I'm used to cab drivers smelling like ass.
But right.
You expect more out of an Uber driver. They usually are supposed to keep them clean.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but the problem is
personal car.
Yeah, theoretically.
And Blake said it smells like he actually defecated in the vehicle, which is it's pretty brutal.
Fail.
Yeah.
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
And she's probably going to miss her flight. So, actually, she didn't say any of that stuff about the smell. I just
made that up
to make it an awkward situation for her.
Yeah, so the guy's probably going to drop her off on this side of the road. Yes, that's been my problem with Uber lately, is there's guys that used to be cab drivers are now doing Uber, and they sucked as cab drivers before, so now they suck as Uber drivers. And for some reason, those are the ones I get downtown, and it's frustrating.
Do you remember a while back when I wanted to take a second job as a pizza delivery man just to see like what interactions were like for a pizza delivery man?
Yeah, which would be really awkward because you don't like interacting with
right,
people.
Right, I don't, but I'd still enjoyed like the process. And I've still thought about that. And one day I may take that job. I'd also kind of, in a strange way, like to be an Uber driver.
You know what I kind of want to do part-time, which is even stranger than that? I want to drive the Metro Rail. I want to be an engineer.
Oh, like the train?
Yeah, the train. I want to drive I want to be driving the train.
That's way better than driving the bus.
If I'm going to drive the train, I've got to put on another 200 pounds.
If you drive the bus, you have to deal with bus people.
Yeah.
And that's, you don't want to do
but
that.
But I'd like to drive that train part-time. Like, do that in the mornings. That's my other job. And see if I can avoid hitting homeless people. And cars that run red lights. That's the other thing. Apparently, I couldn't avoid running over a kid today, so I doubt I'd avoid hitting the cars going through the red lights. But all right, let's squeeze on a couple calls here. And I do remind you, it's 6:15. Assuming you can get on.
And, it's actually 6:09.
Well, no, at 6:15, we are going to let everybody get on hold that wants to play, and you're going to play for a Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. You can win a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646.
I'm going there after the new year, by the way.
Yeah, me too. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out at thelube.com. And whoever has the best What Are the Odds, as judged by Aaron, is going to win that gift card.
Part of the reason why I threw my friend Blake, who's in an Uber in New York City, under the bus is because when I was in basic training, she and a couple of my other friends sent me a box of contraband, namely marijuana cigarettes and pornographic magazines.
Why is that a negative?
Because you had to open your mail in front of the drill sergeant in basic training.
Mm.
And those were things, I imagine
they frowned on that.
That was frowned upon. That was very frowned upon. They also sent cookies, which would have been a nice gesture, but that's also frowned upon.
Mm.
Yeah.
They were trying to do the right thing, though. I'm telling you, I don't think they were.
Well, maybe they were.
No, I think they were trying to do the right thing. I didn't know that. I didn't know if I'd sent you that stuff in basic training to get you in trouble.
Yeah, that would get you in big trouble.
That's too bad.
That's a big no.
I was just thinking you probably need this to get through.
That would have been nice, but yeah, that's not how it works.
All right, so if you have a really good What Are the Odds before 6:15, we'll keep your number just in case, all right? Let's try Austin. What's up, Austin?
Austin, your phone
is so far so good.
Terrible.
Yeah. All right.
Austin, I'm sorry, man. I can't talk to you.
Can't hear you, bud.
What did he want to ask?
I have no idea. I can't read that far.
I can't deal with that. I just can't deal with that. You sound like a...
Yeah, obviously you were in a bad spot there, man. Try again at 6:15.
It sounds like the bad guy from Star Wars.
Well, I haven't seen that yet, so...
I mean, you're talking through a mask. I can't deal with that. Boy, 48-7.
I think I'm good here. I think I'm good here. I'm gonna. You know what? I never count a bet before it's over.
Boise is impregnating.
I think I'm gonna have a drink to celebrate this. Yeah,
impregnating them.
All right, let's try John.
John, please don't be on Cricket or Sprint or something. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Oh no, that's a good one.
Right away. Hey man, I got some money on this one, guys. Show me some love. What are the odds the Patriots straight up beat the Jets?
I would lean yes, just because they abused them last time. And if you remember the first game between the Pats and the Jets, the Patriots just decided that they didn't need to run the ball. And Tom Brady was going to throw it 50-something times, and he did, and they didn't have any trouble with him. I kind of wonder if it's going to be if that's what the Jets are expecting and the Patriots are just going to run the ball 100 times this week. But the way that their running back situation has worked out this year, I'm guessing that we're going to see a lot of Tom Brady again. And the Jets just had no answer for him last time. I would expect the same. I'm not saying they'll cover, but I do think they'll win straight up.
Somebody was espousing the conspiracy theory that if you're the Patriots, you don't really need this game. Do you you find a way to lose it so you can get the Steelers out of there?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the kind of thing you would do.
That is kind of what I would think. But you're also – the Patriots are also in a situation where they've got to make sure they have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Right.
You know, it's not – they're not in the Panthers' shoes.
Let's try Nick on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Nick?
Hey, y'all. How you doing, man?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I wanted to follow up on that story that you was talking about, how that person was filming that Muslim person for no freaking reason at all.
But they weren't Muslim.
I wanted to follow up on – huh?
But he wasn't Muslim. He was just a Brazilian dude. He looked Muslim because he's got tan skin and a beard.
I went into current situation, something similar to it not long ago. I was on Facebook, you know, and I was just scrolling through my timeline. All of a sudden, I see a picture of this, you know, I guess he's Muslim, right? Because every Middle Eastern person is, you know, a Muslim and a terrorist. And this person took a picture of her, of him. And she was like, hey, she said, as soon as I saw this, I told my cousin that we need to go. And she was like, why? And I told her, ISIS is here. And this person obviously had no idea his picture was getting taken or even posted on Facebook. you know, and you see all the follow-up comments by from people who are just saying just so much derogatory and, like, ignorant stuff, you know what I mean? And it's just like, wow, are we really still like this? You know, it was, I don't know, I remember, you know, freaking, I remember friend requesting the girl because she was pretty hot, but after that, and I was like, woman, you're not even worth it, man. Like, half the stuff you're saying right now, it's just, I don't know, it's just crazy, you know? I don't get it, you know what I mean? I just wanted to share that with y'all.
But you know what?
White people are dumb.
Let me just say this, and it's the same thing I always say about the show, and 95% of the listeners are awesome. 5% are complete dickweeds that have no reason to live and are just worthless bags of flesh. Listen, there's a lot of people out there like that, that they're just loud, and there's a small amount of them, but they're active on social media. They don't have lives. They're pathetic. They usually live in their basement and, you know, get on the internet in their underwear, and they drink light beer. They're just pathetic people. So I don't let it bother you. I mean, I don't think there's as many people out there that really believe that crap as we think. They're just vocal about it. It's, you know, it's, and I use the show as an example because I get a bunch of texts from people who are just complete dickweeds, and I go back and look at them, and it's like three guys that are texting, you know, really nasty stuff all the time. And I'm getting 200 texts from people who have legitimate questions and good takes and things like that. So there's not, it's not as bad as it, yes, it's bad that people still think that way, but it's not as bad as we think. It's just, that's the loud minority, man. Anyway, that's just my opinion. I may be wrong. I tend to think a lot of people, which, you know, tends to get me disappointed sometimes. All right, we are going to play Best What Are the Odds next segment. So if you got a What Are the Odds and it's a good one, get on hold right now. 713-780-ESPN. The Best What Are the Odds question wins a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. So get on hold now. 713-780-3776. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think it's stupid you have to pay money to run.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even run for free.
To be fair, most of those, the money all goes to charity.
Yeah, I don't
and so,
charity.
Well, but we try to pick out runs that A, fit our schedule, and then B, the money goes to something cool.
No, you don't try to fit your schedule. You make your schedule fit the runs.
Well, but I'm not
like, oh, I'd love to do that, but I've got to run. But
no, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go do a charity one that raises money for ISIS.
What are the odds the Texans win on Sunday, and how are your odds impacted if B.J. Daniels has to come in as the fifth quarterback for the season?
Listen, I don't think very highly of Zach Mettenberger, but if somehow it comes down to B.J. Daniels playing, the Titans will have an advantage at quarterback. The Titans are a really bad team. Like, the Texans are a bad team. The Titans are one of the worst teams.
I mean, the Titans have absolutely no incentive to win this game.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Trader. And you can also get us at Degenerates975. It's producer A Radio with a Y. What?
I hate white people so much.
Oh, don't we all?
So, this is Florida, of course. And a white lady stops on the side of the road where two Brazilian dudes are filming something. And this lady thinks that they are Muslims and calls them terrorists and starts to film them because they're clearly up to no good.
Because
then she like drives onto the grass and continues to like call them out for terroristic activities. People just aren't smart.
See, this is why.
But she gives white people a bad name. Damn it.
But see, that's why we should be allowed to have guns to shoot people like that.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Dumbass indeed. Also, shout out to my friend Blake, who's in an Uber in New York City right now, trying to get to her flight in Austin. She also said that her Uber driver smells like total butt. So
there's nothing.
But she's listening in the car.
Well,
so
that's cool.
I may have just dropped the dime on her that she said her Uber driver smells like total butt. But
see, I'm used to cab drivers smelling like ass.
Right.
You expect more out of an Uber driver. They usually are supposed to keep them clean.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but
that's
the problem
his
is,
personal car.
Yeah, theoretically.
And Blake said it smells like he actually defecated in the vehicle, which is it's pretty brutal.
Fail.
Yeah.
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
And she's probably going to miss her flight. So, actually, she didn't say any of that stuff about the smell. I just
you
made,
just
that,
made
up
that up
to make it an awkward situation for her.
Yeah, so the guy's probably going to drop her off on his, on this side of the road. Yes, that's been my problem with Uber lately, is there's guys that used to be cab drivers are now doing Uber, and they sucked as cab drivers before, so now they suck as Uber drivers. And for some reason, those are the ones I get downtown, and it's frustrating.
Do you remember a while back when I wanted to take a second job as a pizza delivery man just to see like what interactions were like for a pizza delivery man?
Yeah, which would be really awkward because you don't like interacting with
right,
people.
Right, I don't, but I'd still enjoyed like the process. I've still thought about that, and one day I may take that job. I'd also kind of, in a strange way, like to be an Uber driver.
You know what I kind of want to do part-time, which is even stranger than that? I want to drive the Metro Rail. I want to be an engineer.
Oh, like the train?
Yeah, the train. I want to drive I want to be driving the train.
That's way better than driving the bus.
If I'm going to drive the train, I've got to put on another 200 pounds.
If you drive the bus, you have to deal with bus people.
Yeah.
And that's, you don't want
to
do
but
that.
But I'd like to drive that train part-time. Like, do that in the mornings. That's my other job. And see if I can avoid hitting homeless people. And cars that run red lights. That's the other thing. Apparently, I couldn't avoid running over a kid today, so I doubt I'd avoid hitting the cars going through the red lights, but all right, let's squeeze on a couple calls here. And I do remind you, it's 6:15. Assuming you can get on,
actually 6:09.
Well, no, at 6:15,
oh,
we are going to let everybody get on hold that wants to play, and you're going to play for a Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. You can win a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646.
I'm going there after the new year, by the way.
Yeah, me too. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out at thelube.com. And whoever has the best What Are the Odds, as judged by Aaron, is going to win that gift card.
Part of the reason why I threw my friend Blake, who's in an Uber in New York City, under the bus is because when I was in basic training, she and a couple of my other friends sent me a box of contraband, namely marijuana cigarettes and pornographic magazines.
Why is that a negative?
Because you had to open your mail in front of the drill sergeants in basic training.
Mm.
And those were things, when I say contraband.
I imagine they frowned on that.
That was frowned upon. That was very frowned upon. They also sent cookies, which would have been a nice gesture, but that's also frowned upon.
Mm.
Yeah.
They were trying to do the right thing, though. I'm telling you, if they, I mean, I
don't think they were. Well, maybe they were.
No, I think they were trying to do the right thing. I didn't know that. I didn't know if I'd sent you that stuff in basic training to get you in trouble.
Yeah, that would get you in big trouble.
That's too bad.
That's a big no-no.
I was just thinking you probably need this to get through.
That would have been nice. But yeah, that's not how it works.
All right. So if you have a really good What Are the Odds before 6:15, we'll keep your number just in case. All right. Let's try Austin. What's up, Austin?
Austin, your phone
is so far so good.
Terrible.
Yeah. All right.
Austin, I'm sorry, man. I can't talk to you.
Can't hear you, bud.
Well, what was he? What did he want to ask?
I have no idea. I can't read that far.
I can't deal with that. I just can't deal with that. You sound like a...
Either... Yeah, obviously you were in a bad spot there, man. Try again at 6:15.
You said it sounds like the bad guy from Star Wars.
Well, I haven't seen that yet, so...
I mean, you're talking through a mask. I can't deal with that. Boy, 48-7.
I think I'm good here. I think I'm good here. I'm gonna. You know what? I never count a bet before it's over.
Boise is impregnating.
I think I'm gonna have a drink to celebrate this. Yeah.
impregnating them.
All right, let's try John.
John, please don't be on Cricket or Sprint or something. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Right away. Hey, man, I got some money on this one, guys. Show me some love. What are the odds the Patriots straight up beat the Jets?
I would lean yes, just because they abused them last time. And if you remember the first game between the Pats and the Jets, the Patriots just decided that they didn't need to run the ball. And Tom Brady was going to throw it 50-something times, and he did, and they didn't have any trouble with him. I kind of wonder if it's going to be if that's what the Jets are expecting and the Patriots are just going to run the ball 100 times this week. But the way that their running back situation has worked out this year, I'm guessing that we're going to see a lot of Tom Brady again. And the Jets just had no answer for him last time. I would expect the same. I'm not saying they'll cover, but I do think they'll win straight up.
Somebody was espousing the conspiracy theory that if you're the Patriots, you don't really need this game. Do you you find a way to lose it so you can get the Steelers out of there?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the kind of thing you would do.
That is kind of what I would think. But you're also the Patriots are also in a situation where they've got to make sure they have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Right.
You know, it's not they're not in the Panthers' shoes.
Let's try Nick. On a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Nick?
Hey, y'all. How you doing, man?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I wanted to follow up on that that story that you was talking about, how that person was filming that Muslim person for no freaking reason at all.
But they weren't Muslim.
I wanted to follow up on... Huh?
But he wasn't Muslim. He was just a Brazilian dude. He looked Muslim. Because he's got tan skin and a beard.
I went into current situation, something similar to it not long ago. I was on Facebook, you know, and I was just scrolling through my timeline. And all of a sudden, I see a picture of this, you know, I guess he's Muslim, right? Because every Middle Eastern person is, you know, a Muslim and a terrorist. And this person took a picture of her, of him, and she was like, hey, she said, as soon as I saw this, I told my cousin that we need to go. And she was like, why? And I told her, ISIS is here. And this person obviously had no idea his picture was getting taken or even posted on Facebook, you know. And you see all the follow-up comments by from people who are just saying just so much derogatory and, like, ignorant stuff, you know what I mean? And it's just like, wow, are we really still like this? You know, it was, I don't know, I remember friend requesting the girl because she was pretty hot, but after that, and I was like, woman, you're not even worth it, man. Like, half the stuff you're saying right now, it's just, I don't know, it's just crazy, you know? I don't get it, you know what I mean? I just wanted to share that with y'all.
But you know what?
White people are dumb.
Let me just say this, and it's the same thing I always say about the show, and 95% of the listeners are awesome, 5% are complete dickweeds that have no reason to live and are just worthless bags of flesh. Listen, there's a lot of people out there like that. That they're just loud, and there's a small amount of them, but they're active on social media. They don't have lives. They're pathetic. They usually live in their basement, and you know, get on the internet in their underwear, and they drink light beer. They're just pathetic people. So I don't let it bother you. I mean, I don't think there's as many people out there that really believe that crap as we think. They're just vocal about it. It's and I use the show as an example because I get a bunch of texts from people who are just complete dickweeds, and I go back and look at them, and it's like three guys that are texting, you know, really nasty stuff all the time, and I'm getting 200 texts from people who have legitimate questions and good takes and things like that. So it's not as bad as it. Yes, it's bad that people still think that way, but it's not as bad as we think. It's just that's the loud minority, man. Anyway, that's just my opinion. I may be wrong. I tend to think a lot of people, which, you know, tends to get me disappointed sometimes. All right, we are going to play Best What Are the Odds next segment. So if you got a What Are the Odds and it's a good one, get on hold right now. 713-780-ESPN. The Best What Are the Odds question wins a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. So get on hold now. 713-780-3776. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And two segments to go. This will be a short one, and then we'll play more out of the week. And all three of you are going to win. So we'll figure out what we're doing with that in a minute. But hey, one thing I kind of wanted to get to, because a lot of people were asking me, was I ticked off that American Pharoah didn't win Sportsman of the Year from Sports Illustrated and that went to Serena Williams? And I would just say it didn't really tick me off because, well, Sports Person of the Year, because technically he's not a person. But if you're going to include a horse in it, of course he should have won. And what he did,
he did lose.
He did something that hadn't been done in 30 years, man. Serena Williams didn't do that. She lost too, by the way.
Yep.
She didn't win the Grand Slam. He did.
My vote would have gone to Steph Curry for what he did last year to win the MVP and what he's done so far this year.
I would say if you're not including a horse, Steph Curry's the choice, not Serena Williams. But if you include the horse in there, it's not close. He didn't do historical stuff that hasn't been done in 30 years. He just had a great season and won the title.
Okay.
He's the best player on the best team. And I would have taken him over Serena. But
that's who my vote would have gone for. I'm with you. I don't think a horse should be eligible for that.
No, that's kind of my basic point. But if you do include the horse, then it's not close. I mean, if we're talking about sports accomplishment, and somebody asked what was the best sports moment of the year, well, I'm biased, but to me, that was it. And I'm not even sure. The last 35 seconds of the Belmont was a sports moment of the year, in my opinion. But that's me.
All right.
I have a bias there.
Yeah, you do.
But no, but I also don't think a horse should be sports person of the year. But if you make it one of your finalists, then it's not even up for debate, in my opinion.
Okay. I mean,
you can't make a case for those over something that has, but he shouldn't have been there. Now, AP is doing the same thing. And by the way, on Sports Illustrated's deal, American Pharoah won the fan vote by a bunch. It wasn't close. And I agree with that. But I just don't think that's sports person of the year.
Because person implies that it's a human, right?
Right. Now, if you want to call it athlete of the year, okay.
I still don't even agree with that.
I don't know that.
That's like, I mean.
The problem is they let Secretariat in there.
Yeah.
And since they did that in 1973, and we haven't changed anything since then, that's why they put him in there. But if you put him in there, his accomplishments outshine everybody's. I don't think it's necessarily, because athlete of the year I can get. Sports person of the year, no, you're a horse, you're not a person. Nick, sports creature of the year. Yeah, that's more like it.
Sports being of the year.
That opens it up quite a bit.
Right, but if you're...
I'll tell you who wouldn't have won.
Who wouldn't have won?
Any of the whales that have died in the last week.
Nope, they weren't good at whaling.
They're not sports creatures anymore. Obviously not.
Twitter thoughts and prayers to those whales, by the way, right?
Yeah. Well, what are they doing in San Antonio to those things? It's like the third one they've killed off, isn't it?
I guess so.
Is it what they're feeding them?
No, I think they just, I mean, they're living in those tanks. They don't belong in the tanks.
Well, let them out.
Yeah, the nominees for SI were Simone Biles. I guess she's a gymnast.
Yawn.
Usain Bolt, who's a freak of nature, but in a non-Olympic year, he's not.
Yeah, he's not winning an Olympic year. He shouldn't even be there in a non-Olympic year.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry deserves to be in there.
Thomas Davis, which is a little strange to me.
Really?
From the Patriot or from the Panthers.
Yeah. He's not even the best player on that team.
Maybe it's more about off. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because it's not like American Pharoah did a lot off the field.
No.
It's not like he has a charity.
He doesn't give anything to charity.
No, he doesn't even sign autographs. All they do is like he'll put his hoof down and go, that's not even signing an autograph. Come on.
He's a real jerk.
He's not nice to children. Yeah, he lets kids pet him. Ooh, that's kind of creepy, frankly.
Novak Djokovic?
If you're taking a tennis player, it's got to be Serena, doesn't it?
Carly Lloyd.
Okay.
Lionel Messi.
That's soccer, man. That doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
If you're going to put soccer in there, you got to put horses in there.
American Pharoah.
I know what Carly Lloyd is, okay? She kicked a field goal in Hard Knocks with Vince Wilfork. I know who she is. What'd you say?
American Pharoah.
Yeah, okay.
Ronda Rousey. She got beat up.
She did, but I think if you look at her year and what she did for the sport and what her loss meant compared to what it meant for Serena Williams, compared to what it meant even for American Pharoah, his loss really didn't mean anything. That loss was meaningful because it changed the sport. I can make a pretty damn good case for Ronda Rousey over everybody you mentioned except for American Pharoah.
Kansas City Royals.
That's pretty good.
But that's a team.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
No, I agree.
Jordan Spieth.
No. Not a freaking golfer. Are you kidding me?
And Serena.
Until you tiger it up, a golfer can't win.
Yeah. My human vote would have gone to Steph Curry. I don't think horses should be eligible for this.
If horses are eligible, it's not close. If they're not, it's either going to be Steph Curry or Ronda Rousey for me.
Okay.
Because even though she lost, I can make a pretty damn good case that she created a sport and that her loss took it to an even bigger level. Steph Curry just did something that happens every year. He has a great year and wins an NBA title. He was the best player on the best team. There's nothing really special about that. So,
I mean, what he's done so far this year is pretty special.
It's regular season basketball. Who cares?
Gee. Well, I mean, it's horse racing. Who cares about that?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like I said, I wouldn't put him in there, but I'd take Ronda Rousey over Steph Curry.
All right.
He's just an NBA MVP. That's had a great year and won a title and took a team that wasn't supposed to get there, and that's all great. He didn't change a sport. Basketball's basketball.
I mean, I don't know that anybody's changed a sport, per se.
Michael Jordan changed basketball.
No, I don't know that anybody on that list that we just read changed a sport. Maybe Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey did. But Michael Jordan changed a sport by making traveling legal.
But I don't think even American Pharoah changed a sport.
I think he did.
I mean, I think he did something that's rarely accomplished, but I don't think that changed the sport.
I think it transcended the sport to the point of people cared about it way beyond the average person. I just don't think it's.
But like,
if he's eligible, it's not even an argument, man.
I'm not disagreeing. Which,
but he shouldn't be eligible. We agree on that, so there's no point in going on with this because we both agree he shouldn't be on the list.
I don't want to pointlessly argue. So,
well, no, I mean that's the thing. It's
Christmas time.
We're
Fred.
Saying the exact same thing,
Fred. It's Christmas time.
It is.
Look at me.
I hear you. But we're saying the exact same thing. He shouldn't be on the list. But if he is, he wins. That's all. Anyway. So this is one of those things that usually we're saying the exact same thing and it turns into a 20-minute argument.
I don't want to do that today.
We don't have time because we got to play more on of the week. And here's what we're giving away. Two Guild Wars 2 games for your PC. Win Guild Wars 2 digital game code. Guild Wars 2 is the revolutionary online role-playing game with no subscription fee and a constantly changing fantasy story. Actually, that sounds very cool. There's also always something new going on Guild Wars 2. Visit GuildWars2Sweepstakes.com for more chances to win. I got two of those, and I've got a Terminator Genesis now on digital HD. Get the film critics are calling the best Terminator yet. Now on PlayStation Store, 3 weeks before Blu-ray. Terminator Genesis on digital HD, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures. So here's how it's going to work. 713-780-3776. You got to hold on through the break. First place will get a choice of those three. They get first choice of the three. Second place gets the second choice. Whoever finishes third, you get whatever's left. Fair enough. You all three win. 713-780-3776. Get lined up now. Got to tell you about Tupelo's, which fantastic place. Love going to Tupelo's. Oh, yeah. I didn't give caller numbers, did I? Did I give caller numbers? 10, 11, and 12. Sorry. My bad. All right. That's why I should be at Tupelo's right now drinking and watching football, because it's a great place to hang out. Fantastic food. TVs everywhere. Chip and the gang do such a great job out there. And you still have time. If you get out there today, they will wrap your presents for you. So you don't even have to do that. You just sit there and drink and watch the Rockets or whatever's on, and they're going to wrap your presents for you. But today's the last day for that. So, and by the way, if you haven't gotten your presents yet, probably not a good idea. But anyway, go hang out at Tupelo's. Have a few beers. They've got a great beer selection, great alcohol selection, fantastic food, and just cool, cool people. If you want to take the kids out there, you can do that. And coming up on New Year's Day, the Hangover Brunch. If you're hungover on New Year's, you know how to fix that hangover. $3 mimosas and Bloody Marys and $2 domestic pints. That's the best way to overcome a hangover. All at Tupelo's. And you can watch all the college football. And they're going to have a special brunch menu. It's going to be fantastic. So go check them out. They're at 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. Tupelo's, Tupelo's.com. Guild Wars 2 games for your PC. Win Guild Wars 2 digital game code. Guild Wars 2 is the revolutionary online role-playing game with no subscription fee and a constantly changing fantasy story. Actually, that sounds very cool. There's also always something new going on Guild Wars 2. Visit GuildWars2Sweepstakes.com for more chances to win. I got two of those, and I've got a Terminator Genesis now on digital HD. Get the film critics are calling the best Terminator yet. Now on PlayStation Store, 3 weeks before Blu-ray, Terminator Genesis on digital HD, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures.